This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Now time for our seen and unseen segment tonight, where we expose what's really behind the big cultural stories of the day. On the day after the Philadelphia Eagles would have celebrated their Super Bowl win at the White House, the team coach held a press conference. But what he didn't address was as newsworthy as what he did. Fox News contributor, New York Times bestselling author Raymond Arroyo here to explain. Raymond, this has been wild.
Oh, boy. Well, the Eagles won the Super Bowl, obviously. The White House wanted to commend them, have an honor for them. But the White House felt the rug was pulled out from under them. 80 players said, "We will attend." And at the last minute, they said, "Two players will attend and a mascot."
And the coach.
And the coach. Well, the White House said, "No, we're not doing this." Now, Coach Peterson is trying to explain of the Eagles. Watch this.
Our organization, and I was looking forward to going down and being recognized as world champions. And, it is what it is. I'm not discussing it. It's over.
Now, then Coach Peterson should ask his own.
Is it Pedersen?
Peterson. Jeffrey Lurie, Peterson. Who's the owner of the team. He was the guy who was recorded in that private NFL owners meeting trashing Trump.
He's a good guy.
Well, he wanted to be there.
He wanted to be there, and that was genuine. But I watched that whole press conference, but he's sick of this. He just wants to play the
game. The organization has explaining to do. Why did they pull this fast one on the
White House? And by the way, the Secret Service has better things to do than do background checks on 80 people.
Who then disappear.
So then, suddenly, what'd they have to do their hair? I mean, what's the problem? Manicures? They couldn't make it?
Now Stephen Kerr, who's the Golden Warriors coach, he's weighing in.
I'm over him, too. Let's listen. Golden State.
I'm blown away by the irony of the Eagles being disinvited, and instead we just have these military sing-alongs at the White House to show how patriotic we are, even though we don't know the words. It's just incredible.
Who asked him to weigh in? I haven't heard that much doublespeak since Joy Reid tried to explain those blog entries. But here's the problem with this. It's personalizing your political appetites, projecting it onto the White House. If the White House wants to honor you, they're doing that on behalf of the American people. This isn't personal, and it's not even about Trump. Now, the president...
Well, what's wrong with the military? Let me just say, what is wrong with the military sing-along? Okay, sometimes we miss certain words to certain songs, myself included.
I do that at church, every week.
Sometimes. The mass. I'm dropping words left and right. This is all snarky stuff. We got to move on.
The president had this celebration, and two guys decided to kneel. They had video of two guys kneeling in protest.
Okay, can we see the video of
during
the
celebration at the White House?
Look at that one.
Now you see, I don't think they're actually kneeling.
Oh, there he is, the white shirt.
Knee gave out from the tonnage it's holding.
Oh my God!
Look at that.
Whoa! Okay. Yeah, blue is MCL there. That's what ACL. All right, now. We got Melania. She came back today.
Our national suspense has ended. She appeared at a FEMA event. This is after weeks of speculation. 26 days she was out of the public eye. But nasty people like David Frum and others were suggesting she was abused. She was knocked around.
I think he was trying to say.
Imagine if the president punched
him. He was saying of the hypothetical, but I don't think you can say that.
That was not. The president saluted the first lady at her first public event today.
She went through a little rough patch, but she's doing great, and we're very proud of her. She's done a fantastic job as First Lady. The people love you. People of our country love you. So thank you, honey.
Now we know where in the world Melania has been. She had a kidney operation. It takes time to recover. And, they can ask the questions, but you have to accept the answers, too.
Well, some of these people some of these people in the media take more time off when they, get Botox injections, for goodness sakes. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, I haven't had any, so I don't have any time off. But,
I haven't had any in a while.
But to put missing person signs around town. I mean,
by the way, she looked fantastic. I love the Out of Africa kind of thing she had on. I loved it. I think she looks great. I don't even want to appear next to her. She's so beautiful.
Missing.
She's not missing you. That's all I can say.
So now Laura Ingraham is, for the sake of full disclosure, is announcing when she had her last Botox. It never ends. So You got to love what the media is up to. They just can't help themselves. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Lauren, coming up next.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's the way we roll. We're committed. Eyes on the goal, target focus, get this country back on track. Hey, we're back to working again. The lowest unemployment rate that we've had in 20 years. Enthusiasm level across this country continues to grow, and here we are. We're on the verge of doing something epic. I say we. Our president, the administration, and we can continue to pray that. Can you imagine, after all these years, if there could be a united Korea and that North Korea would be a contributing factor to the greater good of the international community? It could only be a dream, and maybe it might come true, but it really behooves us all to be involved. Pray God's will be done on this, and that something epic could occur that would be win-win for all concerned. National radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker, and especially when she talks to the kids, she has a way of motivating them. Do you still have that stick that you use to motivate them, or was that the stick that you just used for Robin?
That would be a wooden spoon.
That's right. Hey, it's the 21st century. We don't do sticks. We do spoons at the Stewart household.
We do spoons, or a little pinching from time to time. I remember getting pinched by my mother. We were at a dinner, and I was just being a schmuck. I was probably like 10 years old. And in front of everybody, I said, I don't like this food. And my mother pinched me so hard under the table. I remember it just radiated through my whole body. And I was like, what did you pinch me for? Yeah. So
for the sake of full disclosure, you had to let everybody know you were being disciplined, huh?
I absolutely did.
It probably protected you from the rest of the guests, you know, pulling out the stick. Because back in those days, they still used sticks, not wooden spoons, right?
Well, I was switched. I mean, I got a switch in.
Yeah.
And I remember I was so grateful when my parents sat me down. They're like, okay, you're like 12 or 13, and from now on you're going to be grounded. I was so glad because I afford switching. But, I mean, they didn't mess around back then.
No, they didn't.
I'm telling you what, they would tear you up in a flat second, and now, you know, it's such a different world.
It's funny you should bring that up, because I got to tell you, our dad with 9 kids, I mean, it was the belt, the baseball bat. And we knew that when he was going to the closet to open up his athletic bag to pull out the belt, we were in trouble.
Big trouble.
We were throwing ourselves on mercy, you know, running to mom, save us, you know, kind of deal. But then, you know, when I was about 10 years old, my dad did something worse. He figured that it was better, you know, if he just talked to me. And it always started out with, he'd say, William, you have really disappointed me and your mother. Oh, my gosh. Lauren, I was going to the closet. I was going to get the belt for him. You know, I'd much rather be hit with the belt. But, when he would say that was like the worst opening line, it was like it would devastate me that, and I appreciated that because then he figured it was, he didn't need to spank me anymore. But when he would say that, it was like it would definitely get my attention.
Well, it didn't get mine. If my parents sat me down and said, oh, we're disappointed, I'd be like, oh, I'm not going to get a spanking. Yay. The only reason they didn't spank me anymore is because I was bigger than them. They had a hard time wrangling me in. But, yeah, it is not easy to be a parent. And most of you know I've only been a parent for, let me see, Channing is almost 7.5 years.
Right.
So I'm still fairly new to this whole parenting deal. And I think the main thing I walk through daily is not only do my choices, good, bad, and wrong, affect me, they could affect someone else.
Right.
And that's been not paralyzing but bewildering to me, and I've had to really just stop and think before I do anything because it's not just me that would be paying consequences, especially when you see your child doing things that
right.
you do wrong and you realize they got that from you. And then you stop and go, oh, my Lord. So it's been a real reality check for me to become a better person, a more amazing person, more godly person because of them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's what, completes the circle, doesn't it? You talk about, the kids following your example and what you allow them to be exposed to. I'll never forget one time, you remember Brian, when he was about 5 years old, our young son that worked with you for a while in Los Angeles.
Love him. Mm-hmm.
And Brian is such a sweet kid, and I go to pick him up, and he's 5 years old, and the teacher says, Mr. Martinez, I need to talk to you. And I go, what's the problem? She goes, well, Brian was flipping off one of his fellow students today. I said, what?
You didn't even know he knew what that was.
This is at a Christian, school. And he's flipping off. And I go, what? And I could tell, his mother was, bless her heart. She's a character. And so I knew that he got that bad habit from his mother. His mother was the example. That there was no doubt about it. And I full disclosure, I'll tell you, I did. I said, okay. So
Bill's saying he never has flipped anybody off in front of his children, even in L.A. traffic.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, so I'm sitting there. I'm going, Brian, I can't believe you did this. Who taught you that? And I'm waiting for him to tell me that it's his mother. Of course, he doesn't. He goes, Top Gun. And it's me. I mean, I'm the one watching Top Gun. We're all watching Top Gun. And he, of all the scenes,
being in that movie,
of all the scenes he picks up on, it's when, Goose and Maverick are upside down and he flips off the Russian MiG, right? And so my son picks it up, and I'm the guy,
You're the guy. You can't blame it on anybody else.
No, I'm the guy. So I had to apologize to his mother for even thinking that. And I'm not even going to tell you her response, but it was colorful.
Does that mean you're not going to take your grandkids to Top Gun 2 coming out?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Which leads perfect into. And I'm surprised that it's taken this long for Top Gun 2 because Top Gun was such a great movie, except for the upside down deal and that a 5 year old could pick up on the bad example. So
yeah,
but I love that.
Well,
movie.
That was a long time ago. I mean, when did it come out?
I don't even remember.
96 or was it earlier?
I think it was earlier, wasn't it?
Now it's going to be like Top Gun Maverick Geriatrics.
Yeah. So what took them so long? I mean, because, here they are. They're doing everything. I mean, you got Overboard remakes. You got all these other shows and movies that are coming back to live again. And I guess maybe they just couldn't find a plane or something.
Well, you wonder what the plot's going to be. I guess we can look that up online because they are so much older now. I mean, Val Kilmer and Tom Cruise are mid to late 50s. And Val Kilmer, I saw him in a movie. It was just not something for children at all in the past 6 months. It was called A Snowman or something like that. It was like a murder mystery.
Uh-huh.
And he looks rough. Ooh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I think he has some health problems.
It could be sons of Tom Cruise or daughters of Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer, I guess, maybe in the new Top Gun. I don't know, but
I don't know. I think they're going to be in there swinging it out. Interesting to see.
One more time, huh? Right there in sand volleyball and all that stuff.
And then we'll be watching it. We'll be feeling old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it just keeps on coming. Hey, I've got some more things I want to talk to you about. Kate Spade, of course, bad news on that. I mean, really a heartbreaking situation. And I like what Charles Krautheimer had to say, and I'm going to share that with you, too, on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Bill Martinez with Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Who else? Because it's all about Lauren right here on Bill Martinez Live, 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us. Fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, Lauren, did you know They sent me a bunch of, I can only imagine, DVDs, Blu-ray, DVD, digital, all kinds of neat stuff. We're giving it away, and all you got to do in order to get your very own copy of it, it's going to be released next week, but you can get it sooner. All you got to do is send me your email to bill@billmartinezlive.com. Make sure you include your address and all that so I know where to send it. And tell me that you want to be put in the HAPA, because that's what we do. We put everybody's name in the HAPA. We pull out names, and then we send out, I Can Only Imagine, the song you know, the story you don't. Wonderful DVD. I'm so grateful for, you know, the good folks there with I Can Only Imagine that they've made this possible for us so that we can give it away to our family of listeners, because we're givers, right?
LaurenKitchens@gmail.com, and I want to be in the HAPA because I never got to see it.
You've never got to see? I can only imagine.
I'm so frustrated.
Well, because you're dealing with, you got dogs, dad's dealing with stuff, and you know, you're the wife, and you got all this stuff, and the kiddos, and everything else. Hey, and ever since I knew you, you always wanted to have five kids. And you're not quite there yet.
Quite there yet, and I'm wanting more, and I'm acting like a lunatic at two, wondering what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. And see, we live in Podunk Coochie Cooch. We really do, outside Memphis in a small town.
Yeah.
And so we have a little theater called, we call it the Toby, because that's what it is, T-O-B-I-E. Yeah. And they'll get movies, and they'll be here for like a year, and I thought they're not going to get it. And they even had it. They had it here for like months.
And you didn't make it out there. Okay, I got to get you.
And I've heard from everyone how phenomenal it was.
Oh,
and so I can't wait to see it. LaurenKitchens@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to go out. I'm going to get you a copy. I'm going to send you a copy. It'll be my gift, Father's Day gift.
And it did well in the box office.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Exactly. No, it's so cool. We're really excited to be giving them away. Anyway, I started telling you that you know, we were talking about Kate Spade, and I like what Charles Krautheimer had to say a while ago, and I think that Britt Hume reinforced it the other night. He said that you never know what someone else is going through, so be kind.
Mm-hmm.
True. In regard to Kate Spade and others, I mean, you know, we've got, the suicide rate is just off the charts these days. I mean, military-wise, 2022 military are committing suicide every day, Lauren, every day. Mm-hmm. And we've got young people just having a hard time dealing with life and this mm-hmm. situation. There's all kinds of, you know, everybody has a different idea. You know, that's the one thing that, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. So you hear all kinds of different ideas about, you know, Kate Spade. Here's somebody who has it all together. They got all the money. They sell their business so that they can spend time with their daughter. And some part of life got to be overwhelming for her that she couldn't bear it any longer. And, you know, this is, you know, maybe in this whole process of the lack of kindness and the meanness that has pervaded our culture, that we're losing some civility and support for our fellow human being that's going through this journey of life together, that stands right next to us, that we don't even know that, you know, like the Bible says, if, you know, that word aptly spoken, a smile, a gesture could make all the difference at that moment in that person's life. And what does it cost us? It costs us nothing. But for them, it's absolutely priceless. I say them, you know, because we all, it could be any one of us. I mean, we all have those moments where we're less than and dealing with stuff that at times could be overwhelming, which to me leads into another discussion. And I'm really concerned about this generation that's coming up, because we have coddled them so much, Lauren, that I think that we've given them a disservice, that when things get to be a little rough, it's easily overwhelming for them. Because they're not used to dealing with adversity.
Mm-hmm. Well, my mom, even growing up, I would get upset about things that might have not been such a big deal. And she would have said, honey, in the full scheme of things, this is nothing. I remember one time she said, it concerns me that you're so sensitive. Mm-hmm. She said, you can't grow old with wearing your feelings on your sleeve, or you're going to have a rough life.
Yeah.
And I finally figured that out and learned it. And I think I've told y'all, I kind of went from being more of a people pleaser to a roaring lion, and now I'm trying to find the middle somewhere.
Mm,
you know, so I went from, oh, I want everybody to like me, to I don't give a flying rib if you like me. I'm trying to go, okay, where's Jesus? in all this. And I tend to be a reactor, and some of you might be like me, that if people are nice and kind and wonderful, it's easy to be loving towards them. But when people aren't, I tend to return what's given to me instead of just being what the Lord's called me to be. And I'm trying to learn to say, Father, I need to show the fruits of the Spirit no matter how someone treats me. But that's not my inclination. My inclination is to react. And I'm trying to really change that in my middle age. Mm-hmm. But this is the thing, too, that really has, I think, spoken to my heart in the past 2 days with this going on with Kate Spade, is it's okay to say you're not okay.
Right.
And because, you know, we're hearing from her husband that he was shocked, but then her sister saying, I've been trying to get her to go get help for a long time. This is not a surprise. I even offered to go with her, you know, to get some help from her depression, but she didn't want to go because she thought it would look bad.
Right.
She didn't want people to think poorly of her. Who cares? That's the thing. When you need help, you get help. You reach out. You call a friend. You get a counselor. If you need to go to, you know, to some type of facility for depression or anxiety or an addiction, we're cheering you on all along the way. Don't let society make you feel bad because you need help.
Right. And the thing is that when you get so depressed, you start listening to the wrong voice. You're not listening to the voice of your father. You're listening to the voice of the evil one who kills, steals, and destroys, as we know. And we buy into that big lie. And for her, that supposedly, you know, which was kind of amazing. And I understand her husband's reaction to this is that how dare the media reveal what was in this suicide note about her daughter? And her daughter, you know, she wasn't even aware of this.
Why?
And the media revealed, I mean, this thing's off the rails. I mean, there's no more privacy. There's no sense of civility or dignity or concern for this young girl who loses her mother. I mean, the ramifications of the loss of her mother are so overwhelming, and recklessly, all in the name of the free press and what have you, they go out and spill the beans and say, oh, well, you know, she said, well, it wasn't about, you know, this has nothing to do with you. Well, that's
it's
a lie.
It's not your fault. It's not. I've always loved you. It's not your fault. Go ask your daddy.
Yeah, but this has nothing to do with you. Of course it does. But that's, you see, this is the lie. This is the lie you sell out to. You see, you think you can bifurcate your life and cut it out and say, okay, it doesn't matter. You're not going to affect, you know, any other people, you know, be it your daughter or your husband that you may be upset with or your wife that you may be upset with. Yes, the ramifications are absolutely astounding. But you can get, I think we've all had moments of depression and, you know, deal with it. Some people deal with it, you know, more regularly than others. And I think this is why recently for me, Lauren, I don't know if I've shared with you, but God has been really enforcing in me about the renewal of our mind. When you talked about walking in the Spirit, it's the rewiring of our mind spiritually, because that's where it all begins, is a spiritual perspective. If our minds are rewired with, as Ephesians says, with the mind of Christ, we have an eternal focus. And it's already proven. It's proven that we can rewire our minds. People that get hooked up on drugs and get hooked up on these things, you know, video games and whatever, there are practical things that happen to the brain, the wiring of the brain, as a result of what we put into it. So it's our choice. Do we want to put the good things, the eternal things in it that have an eternal consequence, or do we want to put in the temporal that can vanish with the wind?
Well, remember, there's always hope, and this too shall pass. God is faithful, and whatever you're walking through, He will get you through it.
Amen. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, you know, it's always a blessing. You know, I always enjoy our time together. I miss you guys, and I need to get out there to wherever. What did you call it? You didn't call it Podunkville. What did you call it?
Hold
on, huge. I still don't understand, but it just sounds like some place where I need to go. Lauren Kitchen Stewart on Bill Martinez Live. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Single day promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 20 minutes before the top of the hour, as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. For some, you know, they find the truth maybe in their favorite newspaper or their favorite talk show host or television program. But what it all comes down to is you've got to realize where truth really comes from. These man-made, institutions, look at, we're flawed by our humanity. It is God himself. Jesus told Pontius Pilate, asked him about the truth, and Pontius Pilate, as the truth was standing behind him, Pontius Pilate said, what is the truth? I mean, it was obviously somebody who just kind of gave up on the idea and figured out that maybe he just should do the best he can, and that the truth was irrelevant. That is a dangerous perspective to hold. And I believe that's what's gotten our country in trouble in many ways, is that idea that truth may be irrelevant. It may be so far out of reach that we can't relate to it. We can't grasp it. But that's not what God told us. And if we're not seeking God, then we miss out on the valuable things that he can teach us. And at the core of all this, because God is truth, he would not lie, as any man would, and he doesn't have the limited perspective that men, even in their best of their goodness, that they would hope to be able to relate, would fall short. But God, the creator of the universe, the one who created you with a plan and purpose, didn't say, hey, look, at I've got this idea and this theory. Let's go ahead and let's bring Janet Holm McHenry on the planet, and maybe she might be able to accomplish this. Nope. God, before he even brought her here to Earth, says, look, I got a specific plan and purpose. And just in the manner in which he created the heavens and the earth, without exception, with a perfect plan, he's done that for our next guest, Janet Holm McHenry. Janet joins now. She is an author and speaker, and I've been looking forward to this opportunity to speak with her ever since they sent me her book, The Complete Guide to the Prayers of Jesus, What Jesus Prayed, and How It Can Change Your Life Today. Janet, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing well here. The beautiful Sierra Valley of Northern California.
Wow. Yeah. How beautiful is that? You wake up every day and you see you see God's artistic layout and his palette right there before your eyes. I don't know how anyone can look at that and not appreciate that there is a God that that paints this for us every day.
It's certainly an opportunity to be able to live where I live. Just to look out, see the mountains, the gorgeous valleys, the creeks turning into rivers. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, and certainly an opportunity to give praise to the Creator who made it all.
Well, for you, author of 23 books, including your best-selling Prayer Walk, prayer's been a part of your life. I mean, it's the core of who you are. Tell us about that, if you would.
Well, yes, I began years ago doing the practice of prayer walking in my little community here. It's only about a half a mile from one end of town to the other, and I began walking for my health and decided that I would take that time to also pray. You know, I knew I needed to spend more time in prayer, and so I was simply walking up and down Main Street in my community, praying for my kids and my husband and so forth. But I saw one day what I call a single daddy's ballet. I saw a young man drive up in his pickup truck. It wasn't even 6 o'clock in the morning yet. And he met, Cheryl up on the sidewalk with his blanketed bundle. And that little baby said, bye, daddy, I love you. And I knew that God had called me to a deeper kind of prayer, to intercede for my community, to begin to pray for everything within my eyesight. And so began to be aware of the actual needs in my community.
And, of course, as you are doing this, go figure, God starts answering those prayers, right?
Exactly, exactly. And sometimes you never know essentially how the effect of what your prayers are going to be, but it was often fun to find some of those answers to prayer right in our little newspaper. You know, praying for the loggers going out into the woods, praying for the mill workers going into the lumber mill, you know, praying for people commuting into Reno, which is about an hour from us here. And, you know, knowing that you are partnering with the Almighty for the needs of the people. Wherever you go, there's a need for prayer, and so that you can be partnering with him for those particular kinds of needs of the people as you see them, greet them, whether you're actually prayer walking or whether you're driving or whether you're just standing at a bank line in town, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, as we're reminded to pray without ceasing, I find myself realizing that more every day is that there's always something before us that causes us to pray. You know, doing a show like this, you know, people say, well, how do you bring, you know, politics and religion and faith together? And I said, well, you know, I think God intended it that way. And, you know, as one of the great theologians said, that he didn't want to go to the pulpit without a newspaper in one hand and the Bible in the other, is that the two should reconcile the difference of what is happening in the daily news versus what's happening in the Bible indicates what I call a grief to happiness ratio, if I might say it in those simplistic terms. That we see, okay, this is what God intended, and this is what's happening in his creation.
Exactly. And if we look at the life of Christ, we see that he was not absent of the influence of government and politics and all of that on him, you know, the powers that were around him. And so he had to interact. He had to keep his eyes wide open, you know, and he was certainly praying for the needs around him as well as his own, and that the Father's will would be done through him. And so prayer is certainly a natural, should be a natural part of our everyday, you know, mm-hmm. in terms of how we approach the problems that we have and, you know, asking God to certainly use us in our communities and our families and our workplaces.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure the whole concept of prayer has evolved for you tremendously from that first moment that you first felt God was calling you to pray and enter into a deeper relationship with him. When you talk to people about prayer, you know, what do you tell them that prayer is?
Well, prayer is having a relationship with God and communicating with him. And there's a, when you enter into a relationship with the Almighty God, you have a natural desire to certainly to want to communicate with him. And that's simply what it is. Staying in touch. It's asking him to be a part of your life, to influence you, to give you wisdom, and to allow you to be his representative here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's spending time with him. It's being aware of the needs around you, particularly as an intercessor, to keep your eyes wide open and to see the needs in your schools and government, in the marriages in your community, to notice mm-hmm. things like, you know, the poverty or substance abuse or racial disharmony, and to be part of partnering again with him in terms of being, you know, part of the solution in a prayerful kind of a way.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I've seen it always as an ongoing conversation as you go throughout your day and you come across things that, you know, humanly speaking, you might want to react and be critical of. But after a while, you kind of learn, which helps you maintain your peace, to say, hey, God, what do you have to say about that? And, you know, very childlike, you know. I had one author, and I really appreciate it, and this was one of the nuggets I drew from her book, where she says that, you know, Jesus has said, unless you enter the kingdom like a child, you know, and, you know, like a child would come to you and say, hey, Mom, what's up today? What do you got planned for us today? You know, and sometimes we don't do that with God. And I've been trying to include that in my daily prayer. Say, hey, God, what do you got going for us? What do we need to do? We've got more with Janet. Stay with us, America.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
When love broke through, you found me in the darkness,
wandering through the desert. Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with author, speaker Janet Holm McHenry continues. She's authored over 23 books, including multiple titles on prayer. She's an award-winning writer, a mother of four. Some of her most recent books, Prayer Changes Teens, How to Parent from Your Knees, Daily Prayer Walk, Meditations for a Deeper Prayer Life, and her brand-new book, The Complete Guide to the Prayers of Jesus, What Jesus Prayed, and How It Can Change Your Life Today. Janet, the genesis of this book, Prayers of Jesus, why this book?
Well, as years ago I began prayer walking, I was thinking, you know, I need some kind of motivation to get out there and walk every day. And I realized, you know, I didn't need necessarily a walking partner because I had Jesus, because he said, I stand at the door and knock. I'm waiting for you. Let's go.
Right.
And so I began thinking of him as a mentor, a teacher, or a trainer in prayer, and began studying his life. Everything he taught about prayer, which is really his teachings on prayer, were only secondary to his teachings on the kingdom of God. And everything that he did in terms of his prayer practices, and then the prayers themselves, and even still how he continues to intercede for us today. So this is kind of a culmination of almost 20 years of study and a complete guide, essentially, to everything relating to Jesus' prayer life.
This is very cool. I mean, you know, when you think about the apostles, I mean, they would see Jesus get up early and leave. It was just a natural occurrence that would take place. I thought it was interesting that when Jesus departed, he departed alone. I think only once was there a time that I'm aware of in reading the scripture that there were apostles with him, and they couldn't stay awake at that time in the Garden of Gethsemane. But for the most part, Jesus would get up, he would leave. But there was something notably that would occur. I mean, to the point that they said, hey, Jesus, you know, can you teach us how to pray? Can you mentor us, right?
Right. And that prayer that he gave us, the Lord's Prayer, is was meant to be a guide as the kinds of things that we could pray for. We could pray for a simple daily needs. We didn't have to pray for that save me moment. And many of the prayers of his that we do have are certainly prayers from his from troubled times. You know, he was walking into Jerusalem for the last time. He was praying in the upper room, knowing that, you know, persecution was going to happen in the next week. And he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was praying on the cross. So we have many of those kinds of prayers of troubled times. But he also did give us that guide to pray for those daily kinds of needs that we have. And he had to be with his father, Scripture tells us. He had to go. He had to have his own special time alone. And one of his teachings also is that we're not necessarily to pray so that others can see us and think that we are something special, you know,
right.
That we're to have that quiet time alone with him.
Right.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's really interesting to see how important he felt that prayer was, that he would teach about it continually throughout Scripture.
Well, he gave us such an example. I mean, his whole life was an example. And what we're looking at
exactly.
Right here is his prayer life and how he stayed connected with God. He didn't want to make a move. He said everything that he did was in concert with the Father. And that has become one of my prayers as well, is that that I would be locked in and in sync with what God was doing, what the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were doing, because we know that they are perfectly aligned and unified. Then why can't we, as individuals, body, mind, and spirit, the tripart human beings that we are, be in union with the Trinity to affect God's will?
Yes, and one of my favorite of his prayers was a prayer in times of trouble where he's saying, and the disciples, you know, recorded this, so we know that it was heard. So he's saying, my heart is troubled. What shall I say, Father? Save me from this hour? No, I came for this very reason. Father, glorify your name. And that really struck me, and that's changed my own kind of perspective in terms of prayer. Instead of laying out the list of the things that I want. And yes, we do have those daily kinds of needs. But ultimately, I think one of the best prayers that we can have is, Father, use me. Glorify yourself through me.
Mm-hmm. And that's an excellent point. I mean, you know, we read when King David was leaving Israel and how he was being mocked. And, of course, one of his lieutenants said, well, let me go take his head off. And he goes, no, leave him alone. He's here to affect, maybe he's here to affect what God intended and his purpose here. And it's so quick for us in our flesh and in our own understanding to do something but for the hand of God. And this is why I believe that, you know, King David was a man after God's own heart, is that he looked for God's hand and his heart in everything. You know, throughout his life, he was another one of those examples, was he not?
Certainly. We wouldn't have all those wonderful psalms, which are essentially our prayers. They were worship songs and prayers of his, mostly of David. And I think that's certainly an example that we can look to. In times when we don't know how to pray, we can simply open up the psalms and use those words to allow our hearts to speak to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. In the complete guide to the prayers of Jesus, what Jesus prayed and how it can change your life, from Janet Holm McHenry, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you go down the contents and you realize, you know, how studious this is. And it demonstrates the example that Jesus gave us, and that you could realize him as your mentor as well. In chapter 1, Jesus listened in prayer. 2, Jesus' prayer in the face of temptation. 3, Jesus' prayer for daily needs. 4, Jesus' prayer of praise. 5, the 5th chapter, his prayer of thanksgiving. The 6th chapter, prayer in trouble. So all these different things that we would normally go through. Again, as I go through this, Janet,
again, I'm reminded of that early argument in the church about Jesus. Was he fully man? Was he fully God? You know, and it took the early founders and philosophers and theologians to finally determine that, yes, Jesus was what he said he was. He's fully man, fully God. And when you look at the examples and things that he prayed for, it reinforces that dimension of his humanity, does it not?
It does, and I think he really provides the example for us in terms of, well, how can we pray or why should we pray? We pray because we want to follow his example. We pray because just like him, we have an inherent need to be with the Creator who loves us. And we pray because he said, ask and you shall receive. You know, pray big, bold prayers.
Right.
And we pray because just as he enjoyed spending time with his Father, we can too, and it can help align our hearts mm-hmm. with the God that we love. Just as older couples married for many, many years, they begin to look alike, they finish each other's sentences, we can become more like the Father because we spend more time with him.
You know, I find it quite interesting that one of the preeminent questions that comes from people of faith is that, how do I know the Father's will? Well, if you're not communicating with the Father, how can you expect to know his will? Is it that simple?
Right. Right. And even Jesus prayed, you know, when he was in Gethsemane, he said, well, everything is possible. Take this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will. I call this the dichotomous prayer. Mm-hmm. It's our best kind of human prayer where we just lay out what we want, but we say, God, you know, do your will through me. And God did, mm-hmm. you know, even though Jesus was seemingly forsaken, and Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? When he's on the cross, you know, that forsaken point of perspective actually allows for our adoption.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a baby is abandoned, a
right.
couple later adopts the baby. So we become adopted because of Jesus' abandonment.
And it was his connectivity to humanity for him to realize what God's creation was going through. It's not from a celestial perspective. He is there. He's bleeding. He's hurting. Psychologically, he's impacted, knowing that what lies ahead, crucifixion. I mean, at that time, I mean, it wasn't like, hey, I'm just going to go die here. I mean, the whole process of crucifixion was so horrendous. I mean, the Romans, you know, when it came to torture, they were 10-degree black belts in torture. I mean, it was like, hey, at every waking moment, let's find out new ways to torture people, right?
Yes, and I think as we look at the cross and we see his three prayers on the cross, those are another way that we can begin to understand more about prayer. And those prayers are, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And my God, why have you forsaken me? The big why kind of prayer in life. Jesus prayed that too.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And then, into your hands I commit my spirit. You know, that idea of submission. So
submission.
He really teaches us a lot.
Well, Janet, thank you so much, you know, for your commitment to prayer, the example, the walking testimony that you are, and, of course, documented in many of your books. And, of course, this is a crowning achievement to it all, I believe, the complete guide to the prayers of Jesus, what Jesus prayed and how it can change your life today. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Janet. God bless.
God bless. Thank you.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kiss your credit card debt.